Is your recording?
I don't know. Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Right, just let me focus so we know it's all right.
Can you tell me a bit more about the prefab?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was born in 1957 and I was taken home to the prefab. That was where my mum and dad lived with my gran. That was our first home until we moved out. But then I used to go every weekend with my dad because he used to tend to the garden and I used to help. And I had a little plot with some tools. So I've very happy memories of the prefab.
Where was your prefab?
It was in Wheely Castle in Birmingham, on the square, number 14.
And why did your parents get a prefab?
Well, they had to live with, they lived with my gran. It was a prefab really. And they'd got money, but they couldn't get at home at the time. So they had the back bedroom of the prefab.
And you lived with them in that bedroom?
In that bedroom, yeah. There were the three of us in the bedroom. So it was a bit crowded.
And your gran was... why did she get the prefab?
Well, I think she got it from another house. She'd been rehomed. She hadn't been bombed. I think she just exchanged to the prefab.
And did she like it?
She liked the prefab, yeah. She was happy there.
Do you remember what she liked about it?
I think she just liked it being on one floor, no stairs, so it was easy to clean.
Yeah. And so you stayed till how old? Eight?
Well, I was probably about three. Something like that.
Yeah.
When my mum and dad managed to get a little terraced house, so we moved out there, and my gran just lived there on her own.
Till when did she live in the prefab?
Well, she died when she was 86. She actually fell down there, but she didn't die there. She died in hospital.
So she stayed a long time?
She stayed a long time, yeah.
And what happened to the prefab after?
Well, I think it might have been lit once more until it was time for them to be demolished.
So that might have been in the 80s?
I think it probably might have been the 70s more or less.
70s?
Like. Yeah.
Okay. And what did your parents think about the prefab?
I think my dad liked the prefab, but my mum didn't. She said that they were hot in the summer and cold in the winter, and they were damp, and she didn't like them at all.
Maybe she liked the fact that she had to live with her mother-in-law?
I think it was living with her mother-in-law, yeah. They didn't get on. No.
Okay. So in such a small space.
Yeah.
So you remember yours a pretty fab being a bit different from this one here?
It was different to this. It was like rough cast on the outside and the living room was at the front. But I think the rooms were about the same size.
And you had the living room, and then from the living room you had a door to the kitchen?
The kitchen was at the back, yeah, a door through to the kitchen. And then there was a central hallway with the two bedrooms off and a bathroom and a separate toilet.
So that must have been a tavern.
Yeah.
Yes. And you had, there was a gas, there was a fridge.
There was a gas fridge and a gas cooker that was built in.
And you had the constant hot water and...
Yeah, there was an immersion heater, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And when you went back with your dad to do a bit of the garden, Are
there
happy memories to you?
Yeah, they were happy memories to me, yeah. I really enjoyed going there. So we used to stop till about 6 o'clock and then come home.
And all day you would spend in the garden?
Yeah, in the garden. We used to come in a bit later on and watch some telly with her. She had a very old television set.
And you, Sandra, you don't have any family who lived in prefabs, or
no, at all.
That's all.
So I don't remember any of these.
And what do you think of them? Do you like them? Or?
They just seem very home, though. I probably would have liked to have lived them.
Even nowadays, even in the...
I think so. Yeah, I think if I could buy one of those, I know it would probably have to be bricked on the outside now and bought up to standard a bit. But yeah, I think they're really nice.
You would buy one?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, great. Well, I think perfect.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you, John. Thank you very much. I think that's very good.
Right, thank you. We'll go and have a look at the rest of the food.
Yeah, please do. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. See you later. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much.
That's the story of, yes, spiders in the prefab. But so it was quite cramped, but I think they did like it. But again, it got a bit small and then they moved. They were glad then to move to a house. But they had happy memories of living there. Had a nice garden. But it was in the countryside, as I say. You walk down the road and you're in the country. And so it was very, it seemed semi-rural, really. And now it's in the middle of a town.
Yeah. And you said you were talking about a poor area earlier.
Yeah, I'd have said it was white working class people, really. They all, you know, looked after the prefabs, you know, cared for things, but they'd have all been working class people, really just local people, who kept in touch even when they moved away. You'd have said, oh, I lived in a prefab, and that's how you'd be connected to people. So even though they moved, they didn't move far. So they got a house and they moved just around the corner. Still went to the same pub, still went to the same club as where the people they'd met all lived around there. I think if you were from East Birmingham, you kind of stayed at that time, stayed around there.
Yeah. So they left in 1959?
About 63.
Ah, 63. Oh, 15, so when you moved, you moved in 60.
And then they were knocked down, those prefabs were knocked down. When I was about 11, 12, they'd gone then.
Yeah.
They'd gone and they built modern houses.
Were they happy to where they were moved?
When they moved from the prefab?
Yeah.
Yes, because it was a house. And as I say, it was 1,000 yards away, you know, not even a kilometre away. It was just up the road. So they were happy they stayed in the area.
And you?
So we stayed in East Birmingham and then I've moved to King's Heath now. So I've gone up in the world. And see, you know, he considered moving to this side of the city.
Yeah.
You know, that was the partial.
Would you live in a prefab now?
A bit small, I would have thought now. But I can see in those days, I can see the beauty of those fitted things, the fitted kitchen. And I was saying an inside bathroom was massive. A bathroom was a massive thing. And having an inside toilet, which they'd never had in Alan Rock. They didn't have a bathroom. Because their house in Alan Rock's still there, and we know that it was an outside toilet and a yard, and here they had the garden, the inside things.
Was I growing vegetables outside in the garden?
No, flowers definitely.
Flowers.
Yeah, flowers. Yeah. But they would have had a nice garden. Nan and Grandad looked after their gardens.
And was there a big sense of community around?
Definitely.
Yeah?
So as I say, if you would have said, oh, I lived in a prefab. Oh, yeah, I lived in a prefab. Which one did you live in? Oh, I lived on that one. And people really...
Like you did earlier with the lady.
Straight away, just saying, where did you go to school?
Yeah.
Where did you go? So, yeah, very much.
Yeah.
And kept in touch with each other afterwards.
Yeah.
And but as I say, they went to the Macadam pub, which was just up the road. The Malt, which was just down the road. So they... the pubs were important as well, you know, that's that social side, you know, gone out.
No pub in a prefab?
No.
That's a shame.
We did
your own pub in the prefab.
What we had, well, they did remember, they did have a big radiogram I can remember that. So it was it had a radio and you lifted it up and it was a turntable, but it was a massive thing. So I had that in the front room, small setting.
Yeah.
as in the photos and that. And I don't know what the colour of the walls would have been, this sort of thing. I can't remember, you know, and if it was wallpaper. So I'll ask them about those, what it might have looked like. But I know it meant a lot to them, and it meant a lot. So even though when my mum and aunt went back to Alan Rock, they say, oh, look, it's changed. I said, but you left in 1953. You were glad to leave. You know, it changed then. You went. You didn't say, well, leave me in Alan Rock. You said, oh, I'll go to Lee Village. I'll go to Tile Cross and have a better life. They definitely thought they were having a better life because they moved there.
Yeah.
I think
there
was a picture to look at.
Yeah. Wow.
That one there was my Jane's husband. That's me. Yeah. That's 1968, that one.
So is that you in front of a prefect?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
one. Do you think we could have you sit there and you talk about the image, and then I'd love to...
Of you? Yeah.
Oh, I was about 3 months old. I think I've been amazing.
That'd be nice if you go.
If you want to see, that would be brilliant. But
we have to redo this.
Okay. Oh,
no, it's
all right. Do you want to give up your seat?
Yeah. I'm giving up my seat. You can talk about it together.
Okay, that would be. I was getting relaxing. Okay, so guys, now I need to disturb you, so I need a.
And she can scan that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can scan it. That's a good one.
Right, we're going to do this. That's where the entrance to the park was.
Look at the lovely people, you know, the garden.
Well, that's exactly opposite the house where I live now, though, so I've always lived there. The house straight across the road from that's where I live, but I still live now. In fact, that's where the park entrance used to be. So beyond them was the whole park there, but the whole of the park, to say, so. There's some more. I've got some memories at the Jubilee. I don't know if I've still got them on my phone. Have a look.
Till when did you live in the prefab?
I've never lived in
the
prefab.
No,
that was a
family. Yeah.
I can't get a signal now.
He had the brick built. I had the posh. But that idea of being posh, definitely.
Well, that I can't get a signal. That picture was taken inside a prefab. That's I'm on the end of that's a family little road that's the lad there's my best mate. That was taken inside one of the prefabs as well.
Ah.
It's quite nice. If you get the Jubilee one. Yeah. The Jubilee one, I'll tell you then.
But you know Carl Chin? Do you know Carl Chin?
No.
Oh, he's a local historian.
Okay.
And he came to my school to talk about the geography of Birmingham. He said East Birmingham.
Yeah.
People live there. But if you get better qualified, you leave. And everybody I know, we all left.
You all left,
generation before, were there.
Yeah, it was there,
but everybody's moved out.
I think that's the other side of the Stratford Road. So I never want to live that side of the Stratford Road. So I think that's the worst side of the missile.
Yeah.
Right?
This is
there.
My teachers came from this side.
Mm.
My RE teacher goes to the church I go to in King's Heath, and they were posher, and they came to teach the working class.
Yeah.
I never want to leave that side of Stratford Road.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I'm ready to go. It's like you're in there, sorry.
So you're in now?
I'm afraid so. Is there a few leading questions?
Yes.
Well, I guess you guys just talk about the pictures.
Yes,
that's
fantastic.
No, just kind of, if you could talk together, like about that picture, for example, that would be nice. And just say, like, your brother is, Jane's husband, or you know, just what you said basically. So just talk together. You show the picture.
Yeah, well, which I don't have the picture.
I'm going to do this after.
Look
at it.
Who's in the picture?
Well, obviously that's Alan on the right hand side. That's Mary's brother Alan. There's Paul, she's Jane's husband. My sister Susan and me crawling in the front when I was about 3 months old. Look at that. So that'll be taken in 1968. And the couple who lived in that house was Ernie and Mary, very old fashioned now. And they had a massive Alsatian, who was the softest thing in the whole wide world. He used to be drunk, common than now, the dog now. But that side, that's the person who took all the photographs. He lived there, George. He was fantastic, but really, really nice.
And did he like taking photos?
Yeah, he was a really frustrated photographer. That's great.
Nice garden.
Yeah, they were fantastic gardeners. Many was there. That's all they did.
Can you remember the other gardens?
Yeah, most of them were mainly older people, so they was looked after properly. People did look after the gardens then, so it was just a nice thing to see.
So what year is that?
1968.
And when did they start knocking them down?
1985-86. Which I helped knock them down as well, so I was out of Saturday job knocking them down. So.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Simon did it. We were on a Saturday for a tenner a day. So.
So what could you remember when you went in? What did you see?
Like this. Just come in, the smell, there's always like a solid damp.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, that's without the drainage. I've got a very good drainage there. They used to get flood on the back of the garden. But that was good. And when we used to use them as second arms, because we was in the park playing all the time. If we needed a drink of water, we didn't bother going across the road, we just ran into one of the air houses because they all knew us. We'd get a drink of water or lemonade and stuff and send back out again straight away without making a mess. So, that was it. So they were, all along there, all the old people knew us. And just we just running out of the angels, they didn't say anything, so keep the ball in the garden, they wouldn't care less, and stuff like that. It's good, it's really nice thing to say.
And you living in a brick house, did you sometimes look down on people living in a brick house?
No? As I said, they all treated us so well. We never, I don't think working class people thought like that.
No.
Honestly, everyone, I didn't know any better, I didn't know any posh people or anything like that, so they were just people that we knew. If my parents liked them, then we tended to like them. So there's always people that will use a bit more grumpy than someone else. But no, we had no problem. They loved us all as kids. There must have been four or five families with kids up and down. We all went running in the house. They didn't mind at all. We was playing sports. So we used to kick a ball at the fence. They didn't mind. You know, then no one ever come out and tell you off or anything. Just they knew who you are. If we done anything wrong, they knew to tell our parents, and then we get told. So look. That was a very rare occasion. So.
But I don't think anyone looked down if he lived in a prefab.
No.
It was just another sort of house. You know?
No,
I think you only wanted a house because you had more room or something, but you never...
As we was growing up, Gooning looked like massive. So it wasn't like I was living... This would feel small to me now, being as tall as I am now, but then, didn't care. It was great. It was just...
Yeah.
And saved us going across the road. So it was safer as well, crossing roads and that. So it was fine, no problem.
And people looked after themselves, I do think it was a
Well, the couple who lived in the house...
Yeah, it looks like they are.
The couple who lived in the house, that's George and Lucy. When they moved to Yardley Wood, which is there, just up the road from here, they were distraught. They absolutely hated it. They did not want to move, but they was knocking them down.
Mm.
A lot of the older people had died and they'd gone like desolate, big houses. But the people who were still living, they didn't want to move. George and they were quite an old couple, they used to sort of didn't last very long. A couple of years later, they both died. But they were as happy as anything. Yeah, they didn't have any of the old children. So us going in with that all along, running around, it's sort of like adopted as well. Such a shame. They absolutely love the couple. It's a great face. I love that face. It's one of the few photos we've got with all my brothers and sisters. I've drawn them a bit younger than all the rest of them. So that's one of the few when we're all in the same picture. So it's probably
good. It is a good picture.
Yeah. It's one of my favourite ones.
Super.
I think you need to sign a book.
Yes, I think you can take a
shot.
Yeah.
Actually, we've
it's a really lovely photo.
Yeah, I like it in
colour
as well.
Yeah.
So,
I think it sums it up the garden.
Yes. Dark, isn't it? No, sorry, this is not actually a perfect place.
You've got a website with Cemetery,
No, this is, I'm actually going to use it if we're going to use this
digital
film, you know, I would like to, this is context pretty much, and sorry, one,
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes, John.
so I'm out of here now, so it's all coming full circle.
I bet it does, yeah. Take a point at yourself at the picture. Okay.
Well,
cool. Yeah, no. Cool. Good.
I want to see 68, that looks nice.
Yes, she can. She's got a machine and a white. Yes, so that's